You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. California in the news again. This time, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm sure this has been going on for a while, and I'm sure we saw this coming, but California apparently, I don't want to say the whole state of California, but apparently there's going to be a measure on the ballot to raise malpractice caps. Okay, so the $250,000 cap that has been kind of the norm for the last, I believe, 30 years is possibly going to be at risk of changing. Now, for some of you, you're like, well, good. It's about time we could get doctors. Doctors shouldn't be just sued for $250,000. They're such bad people. But then some of you will be like, okay, wait a second. If you're going to raise the malpractice caps, then malpractice insurance is going to rise, and then doctors are going to flee my state. Exactly. So we're going to need to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how e-cig use has been now found to not up quitting, where this latest study is finding that if you e-cig or vape, you're not any more, I guess, successful at quitting smoking than not e-cigging. Another study coming out saying heart attacks and strokes are the most common at 6:30 a.m., but why 6:30 in the morning? No, it's probably not the Today Show. The Today Show, I don't even think the Today Show starts that early. Then low back pain is the number one leading cause of disability worldwide. This has always been the number one cause, but let's talk about that, because the more of us that are getting low back pain, the more of us that are aging, the more of us taking off work. What does that mean for the country? Spooky. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm more spooked out about this whole raising malpractice caps because, I mean, I'm a doctor here, okay? Now, the tort reform, or whatever half-assed tort reform that we may have in my state or in some states, I don't really see how that protects us, because I still see doctors sued for multi-million dollars. There were a couple doctors in my state that were sued, and I mean, they didn't do anything wrong, like going to work drunk or cutting off the wrong leg. They did the appropriate referral. They managed the patient with compassion, but because the patient ended up dying anyway, there was a case. You know, we talked about that case, I believe it was in Georgia, where a cardiologist was sued for $1 million. I need to double check the state, because somebody cheated on his wife, died in a menage a trois, and the doctor's testing that was planned wasn't a couple days earlier. I mean, this is ridiculous. So, I mean, if, you know, if doctors were getting sued for really, really being bad people, okay, like, you know, like, for example, somebody wants you to order them a mammogram, and you say, I don't believe in mammograms, no, that lump is nothing, it's all in your head, and meanwhile, she has breast cancer and dies from it, okay, that doctor shouldn't even be practicing medicine anymore. Right, you know, but if you know, you did everything possible for the patient and they died anyway, I mean, you're not God. Anyway, so it looks like supporters need 504,000 valid signatures, and they think they're going to be turning in about 830,000 for this initiative that is going to raise the limit on pain and suffering damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. Now, it's also going to require random drug and alcohol testing of doctors, okay? And I think the Troy and Alana Pack Patient Safety Act is also going to not only adjust the limit of malpractice claims, but it's also going to force doctors to report to other physicians who appear to be impaired by drugs and alcohol on duty. Any reporting of positive tests have to be sent to the California Medical Board. Now, okay, that though I'm fine with. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that we give our truck drivers so much, you know, grief. We should be looking at our pilots and making sure our pilots aren't under the influence, if we're already doing that good, if we're not, I think we need to take another look. I still don't know what the hell happened with that Malaysia flight. But absolutely, doctors taking drug tests, that's totally fine. I mean, for me to get a job at UMC Hospital, yeah, I had to do my drug testing, totally fine by me. Fine, you know, I mean, I shouldn't be under the influence. Now, I'm not sure how that's all going to work if medical marijuana and marijuana becomes legalized. That's going to be kind of interesting. Okay, because, you know, do you want your surgeon, you know, having marijuana in his system? That's a little, that's going to be very interesting. But that I have no problem with. They say the initiative, though, right now is opposed by more than 700 organizations that represent doctors, nurses, hospital, labor unions, local governments, and schools. Why? Because now you're going to have, see, with that $250,000 cap, not a lot of lawyers are going to break their butt to go after some of these frivolous lawsuits for pain and suffering, because they know they're not going to get the millions of dollars or whatever. Once you start to raise those caps, yeah, it opens up a lot more opportunity. So people think there's going to be now a lot more frivolous, quote-unquote, lawsuits. Also, they think that malpractice is going to skyrocket to the point that doctors are going to flee California. Now, already, California is having a doctor shortage and a doctor crisis. Now, some people will say, well, Dahlia, surrounding states should be happy by this because it's only happening in California. Okay? It makes your area look more promising for people to come and see doctors. Well, but on the flip side, if all the doctors are fleeing and then coming to our states, okay, I mean, it's going to hurt all across the board. Everything is a ripple effect. Okay, just because something happens in one state, and I know a lot of us, you know, we go, well, you know, it's California. California is its own island. No, it's not an island yet, and we don't want it to become an island. Because even though, yes, we'd be beachfront property, then we get all the same issues and financial issues that California gets. And I don't need that, okay? I just need to just recover from this stupid depression that we're in. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. Apparently, it's supposed to qualify for the November 2014 ballot. And with the way votes and things have been going in this country, I wouldn't be surprised if this sucker passes. And then all the headway we doctors made to try to keep malpractice rates lower than they are, which is supposed to help healthcare reform, is going to go right out the window. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, I want to talk about low back pain, why it's the most number one disabling condition keeping people off work. Don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Aaron and Tom who are working the dials today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids with blood cancer, and many of you have already donated $5. I'm asking for all my listeners to donate just $5. That's it. Right? Because this money goes to research for leukemia and lymphoma, as well as helps these little kids pay their co-pays and financial assistance. Can you imagine if I could get $5 from every single listener? It's easy to do, and I really do appreciate it. For any of you that donate more, especially 500 more, I'm going to put you on my website so you get credit where credit is due. If you could even do more than that, please let me know. But right now, we're just asking $5 from everybody. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and follow the Fight Blood Cancer link, and it tells you how to donate, where to donate, and just click of a button. Very, very easy stuff. Myron writes, this is interesting. Myron writes, Dahlia, my physician put me on a cholesterol pill, simvastatin, I think, when I told him I prefer to lower cholesterol the natural way. The next day, I started to vomit and shake horribly. I was out of work for a week. Although understandable to not seek legal action, I lost a whole week's wage for something he was responsible. I'm frustrated. Okay. Thank you, by the way, for not suing the doctor. That's nice. But you're right. That kind of stinks. That stings. That's something that I always feel bad about. If somebody has a reaction to a medication, now I shouldn't feel bad because that's not my fault, but I just do. You know, they had a reaction to a medication. They had an allergy to some penicillin. They had to miss work over that. You know, I feel bad. I mean, am I really responsible for that? No. You can't predict what a medication would do, but I just always feel bad. I don't want anybody getting a reaction to an antibiotic or getting priapism from, Viagra or, I don't know, urinating green from a medication I give them. You just don't want to do quote unquote harm. When you take the Hippocratic Oath, you're supposed to do no harm. And so, I do feel bad if somebody ends up developing an allergy to a medication. Okay. Or I tell somebody to go eat some fish and eat more fish. They decide to eat some shellfish. And then they end up having a reaction, or some sushi with a little crab in it. So you do feel bad. Now, what should doctors pay your lost wages? No, doctors won't be in business if they have to do that. Okay. And doctors cannot be responsible for every single medication out there. Should doctors warn people of side effects? Oh, absolutely. Okay, and I tell people all the time, if you get a side effect to the antibiotic, if you get a side effect to the allergy medicine, if you get a side effect to any of these medicines, you stop it immediately. Okay, I mean, we can't control things. We can't. And if you're going to take a medication, now, if somebody, let's say, want to do something naturally, and the doctor is urging a pill, okay, and you feel like you're not convinced why you should do that, that's when you need to sit down with the doctor. If you don't feel like you could sit down with the doctor and talk to him, you need to get a second opinion. Now, I am a huge fan of cholesterol medicine, even though it's unfortunate that you had that reaction, because many of my patients that don't take their cholesterol medications, my father included, ends up, having these carotid plaquings that break off, unfortunately form a clot, drop dead of a heart attack. I've never seen that in my 15 years of practice with somebody taking these cholesterol medicines, the statins. So I'm a huge fan. However, if anybody has a reaction to them, oh, absolutely, I take them off. If somebody's going to get achy, if somebody thinks they're going to have a reaction, if somebody's nervous, I don't push it. If somebody's overly nervous, no, because one thing I've learned are the people that are overly nervous are usually the ones that react. It's always the people that think something bad's going to happen to them. They end up being right and something bad happens. So I don't push it. If somebody wants to do their cholesterol naturally, I'm not going to mandate it. I'm going to say, okay, fine. You want to go natural? That's good. Diet, exercise. I can't recommend any over-the-counter supplements to lower cholesterol. As we talked about earlier this year, fish oil had been found to not lower cholesterol. So I can't just tell you to go and, take fish oil. But sometimes I let the cardiologist break the tie. I'm like, look, I'm your family doctor. Okay. I'm supposed to lower your cholesterol. I'm supposed to tell you to diet and exercise. And if your numbers are really high and I detect a genetic, I need to give you something to help you out. But if you're weary about it and you want to know how severe your cholesterol is or your coronary artery status is, let's get the cardiologist. Let's let him break the tie. Now, I know some of you will say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, the cardiologist is going to always side with you. Well, no. Many times the cardiologist will do a stress test. If the stress test looks bad, there's something visual the cardiologist can show the patient. Okay? If the stress test looks good, many times the cardiologist I work with will work with the patient and say, well, let's see what you can do on your own. Let's get you on with the nutritionist. Let's see what you can do on your own. And if nothing's budging, then let's try something very, very low. By the way, if you are going to start a cholesterol medication, start the babiest possible dose. We are talking the tiniest, little, criminy, babiest dose. Okay? Just to make sure you don't have any reactions to it. Remember we talked about how cholesterol is made in the muscle, even more so than the liver. So, the medicine's going to be working in the muscle. So if you do feel achy, that's definitely a possible anticipated side effect. Also get a CPK level. You got to check your CPKs. Have the doctor check that to make sure there is no muscle inflammation. But it does stink. I mean, when you miss work because of a medication, it does. It stinks. It's horrible. But I don't know what the recourse is. If doctors took responsibility for pharmaceutical company side effects, the doctors don't make the money like the pharmaceutical company side effects. They don't. And, but it is a shame. I hear you. As a patient, that stinks. It really is a shame. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you guys are using these e-cigs. And a study that is being published this week in JAMA Internal Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association, says these e-cigs are not increasing the rate of smoking cessation, and it's not reducing cigarette consumption after a year's worth of data. Dr. Grana from the University of California, San Francisco, looked at an analysis and used a national samples of U.S. smokers. They looked at 948 smokers who completed a survey in 2011 and 2012. And they found those that were using e-cigs did have more of a drive to quit, but they didn't seem to quit more. And so that's kind of frustrating, because I know these e-cigs cost money. I know you guys are trying. And then, what then is the benefit? You know, are you risking something with some of the, the liquid that's in there? I mean, I still think e-cigs overall are safe. I'm not ready to take people off e-cigs, but I sure the heck would feel better knowing they're working. Now, have I had anybody quit because of the e-cig? I think I've only had one. So we're talking in about a year or two, only one. But when we talk about somebody, in the process of quitting, I've got some people that are telling me they've been on their e-cigs now for about 4, 5, 6 months. When are they going to be able to go off? So that's definitely important. This kind of bothered me. Hopefully there'll be some studies of some better news, or maybe you need to be on the e-cigs longer. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, why are heart attacks and strokes happening at 6:30 in the morning? Okay, doctors think they found the cause. They think 6:30 in the morning, and it has to be your time. Okay, we're not talking about in Europe. Okay, 6:30 in the morning, they say there's a protein called PAI1, and this PAI1 peaks early morning. And they think this protein in people's blood slows down the breakdown of clots around 6:30 in the morning. A team from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and Oregon Health and Science University looked into the number of heart attacks and strokes that happened. They studied the protein levels in the bodies of 12 adult volunteers for 2 weeks. I know it's only 12 people. I get that. I know. The participants were assessed during their daily routines, etc., and they found that they found changes in the body's level of this protein. It's called plasminogen activator inhibitor. That's what PAI1 is, which inhibits the breakdown of blood clots. Well, remember, blood clots are what causes the heart attack and the stroke, right? You have a little bit of a tear with the intima lining as a plaque breaks. Either the blood pressure rises during sleep apnea or during a nightmare or sex or something. Then you get a tear. You immediately form a clot. Well, when you form a clot, that immediately causes a sudden heart attack. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, we got a lot more to talk about. All right, let's just jump right into this next story on disability and how low back pain is the number one cause of disability worldwide. All right. According to data from this new study, low back pain affects around 1 in 10 people. In another study, the team examined how the disability factored into people's positions at varying jobs. And they found that aching backs could be tied to 1/3 of all work-related disability. Now, we probably need to rediscuss disability and what qualifies. Every now and then we talk about disability because some of you need to, I guess, consider it because you can't go to work, the back pain is keeping you out of work, you end up requiring medications that you can't work on, and that's a tough decision. That's extremely tough. And from what I'm finding, some people get disability easy and some people don't. And it's usually the ones that don't get the disability easy are the ones that I think really, really need it. In this first study, the researchers headed by Damien Hoy, a senior research fellow at the University of Queensland School of Population Health in Australia, I guess they looked at 117 published studies that involved low back pain. The team also examined surveys that were conducted about back pain in about 50 countries. And the researchers were able to compare the frequency of low back pain to 291 other health conditions. And low back pain, way number one, affecting 9.4% of all people worldwide. The team found that men were more likely to report suffering from low back pain than women. A little over 10% of men had an aching back, whereas only 8% of women did. What if you had asked me if women have more protection? You know, because they have to lift babies and they have to lift things. You know, I know women that have bad backs, so no, I don't think women per se have extra protection. I do know, though, that there are some advantages that women may have. Like, for example, sometimes the hormone relaxin seems to help make things a little bit more pliable. I mean, when you're kind of carrying the baby and the yelling kid, etc., and being in awkward positions, I think women could sometimes be a little bit more flexible with their back and stop the giggles. But, you know, women may have more flexibility, shall we say, and so maybe they have more give so they don't seem to, you know, blow a disc as much. But then again, a lot of women don't seem to be involved in the same activities that men do. Therefore, you know, like when there's heavy lifting, do I do it in the house? Oh, hell no. You know, I get hubby, although I really don't like getting hubby. I've been trying to do it myself because I really don't want my husband getting a bad back. If my husband gets a bad back, we're all screwed. So I, you know, I mean, he works as a chiropractor. He's got to be able to bend, you know, but in terms of it being a disabling condition, hell yeah. You know, when my SI, my sacroiliac joint went out, remember I was sitting on the toilet. I got up to pee. When I was trying to get up, it was because I was working out a lot with the high incline on my treadmill the night before. So when I got up, I basically couldn't move. So I had to pull up my pants. The cats were just sitting there going, huh, when are you feeding me? They were no help. Hubby had to help walk me over to the bed, and I guess I lied there until I could go to the office and have him adjust me. And thank God my husband's a chiropractor, because he had one of those drop tables and we were able to get my SI joint back in. But I mean, I couldn't work, I couldn't drive. All right, I mean, back, remember, the back is one of your larger body parts. You know, you got your cervical spine, you got your thoracic spine, you got your back. So there's a variety of things that could go wrong, not to mention all the muscle, right, throwing in its, you know, 2 cents in there. And but here's the thing, okay, this isn't going to get better, because as we age and we have more baby boomers, we get more arthritis. You know, a lot of us shrink. I've talked about that. Many of us will lose our height. And why do we lose our height? Not so much because of osteoporosis, that's part of it, because you could get some compression fractures and your discs break, but also because your bones can break, the vertebrae can break with compression fractures, but because the discs in between the vertebrae start to dry out and not be as succulent and supple and pillowy, and you start to lose disc height. I've already lost a half an inch. And I'm in my 40s. What? I was 5'6". I've always been 5'6". Now I'm 5'5 and a half. And that stinks, because it really messes with that whole BMI calculator. I'm like, wait. So I lie and I put the 5'6". Yeah. So, disc issues and, I mean, let's just review some of the things that could happen to the back, okay? Let's just kind of quickly review. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes has an awesome low back pain fact sheet. It's great because it talks about acute pain versus chronic. It also talks about the four regions of the spine. Everybody thinks there's three. There's actually four, all right? You know, we all know what they are. You got the cervical neck vertebrae, C1 through C7, okay? Then you have the 12th thoracic or upper back vertebrae or mid back. Remember, the thoracics hold the ribs. So for every set of ribs, you have a thoracic spine, okay? So you got 7 in the neck, 12 in the mid back, and then you got 5 lumbar vertebrae. Some of you have 6, but the majority of us have 5. Those are the low back vertebrae. And then the fourth area is your sacrum and your coccyx. These are the bones that kind of fuse together what is your rudimentary tail, and it kind of connects in with the pelvis. Okay? So then what happens when you have low back pain? What's hurting? Could it be the bones? It's rarely the bones. It's usually the muscle. It's usually the ligaments. It's the a disc may rupture, bulge forward. The disc may put pressure on some of the nerves that are in that spinal cord, and then that causes numbness or it causes pain. It could also cause, shall we say, a compensatory issue where now you start to, walk on one side, etc. And so it could exacerbate current arthritis that you have. Obesity has been known to cause back pain, smoking, poor sleeping positions, scar tissue, etc. And so weakness, etc. And most of the time we start to notice back pain in our 30s to 50s, which kind of makes you wonder what is so protective in our 20s, because many of your 30 or 40 year old ex-football players, said, look, I injured myself when I was younger, but I didn't injure myself now. All I did was pick up a pencil. And now all of a sudden I have a blown disc. Well, maybe you always had the blown disc. Maybe the disc had always been herniated. And only now you were able to identify it because you have pain in the MRI. I mean, how many healthy people are getting MRIs? Of course, you have the people that are lifting things and causing acute strains. Strain is on the muscle. Sprain is on the ligaments. That could be an issue. Sciatica is the nerve that gets pinched when you have a herniated or ruptured disc. That pain can go all the way down the pelvis, down the leg, and it is miserable. We talked about spinal degeneration, and then you've got spinal stenosis. This is where you start to have narrowing of the bony canal that puts you more at risk for pain, having that narrowing where the nerves come out. Fibromyalgia, where you have a chronic disorder of pain and tender points in the neck and back, etc. And then you have spondylitis, which is infection or inflammation of the spinal joints. That really blows. That's a bad one. Very rarely we'll diagnose an osteomyelitis, which is an infection in there. Of course, we could do MRI. We could do CAT scan. There's discography. Discography is cool. You see a lot of this, where we inject a dye into the spinal disc thought to cause low back pain. The dye will outline the damaged areas on the x-rays that we take following the injection. And we usually do this, to identify the area and see where the area is prior to considering maybe surgery. Okay, you got myelograms. Those also enhance the imaging of an x-ray. Contrast dye is injected into the spinal canal. Then you could see the spinal cord nerve compression caused by the herniated discs, etc. Although many of us really like MRIs. MRIs are pretty expensive, but those do really well. Basically, radio waves. You have the MRI is it kind of creates a magnetic field around the body strong enough to temporarily realign water molecules into the tissue. Then the radio waves are passed through the body to detect the relaxation of the molecules that go back to an alignment, and then it triggers these signals. It's complex, but it's cool because it could give you like a three-dimensional picture or a nice two-dimensional slice. Pretty cool. Oh, I think I hear the music coming on. Okay, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll talk about treatment of low back pain. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, treating low back pain is something we bring up on the show a lot because many of us have it. And there's always confusion. Do we ice? Do we heat? And usually I tell people you want to ice during an initial injury. Even though we don't have any scientific proof that you got to do ice and you got to do heat, etc., we do know that any time there's trauma, you can't go wrong with ice. I mean, mean, as long as you have some protection over the skin, okay? So when in doubt, use some ice, okay? You can put it over the tender spot a few times a day, sometimes up to about 20 minutes if you need to. Now, some people will say, but the heat makes you feel better. Of course it does. Okay, I love hot showers because it relaxes the muscle. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the heat. The only thing is you don't want to do it day one. I mean, you don't want to put heat on when you're trying to decrease the inflammation. Why does ice help decrease inflammation? Because it causes vasoconstriction. When your arteries and your vessels vasoconstrict, you have less fluid seeping out. When you vasodilate with heat, then what happens is you have more of an extravasation of the fluid coming out. And so you always want to decrease swelling with ice. However, if the heat does make you feel better, we say then alternate it. You could alternate it. You could do some moist heat, warm baths, etc. Do not sleep on a heating pad. That could be a huge mistake because heating pads could cause burning. Bed rest. Apparently a study back in the 90s by the in Finland found that people who continued their activities without bed rest actually did better than those who just stayed in bed and started to, tighten up, etc. Here's the thing, okay? The reason why you're hurting is because your body wants to protect you. And so if you are hurting, then, you know, you don't want to do that particular movement. However, if you are anticipating hurting and you don't want to move, that could be a problem. Like, you know how many of us, we'll start a new workout and then we'll be really sore the next day, so then we'll quit our workout and then it'll take a week for the soreness to go away. Some of the best things to do is to do a mini workout, a lighter workout while you're sore. And as you do that lighter workout while you're sore, then you notice you seem to get over the soreness better. So that's always a big issue. Okay? And then medications. People will come in and they will want medicines. So, anti-inflammatories is something we recommend. There's even the topical analgesics that we use. Now you got topical Voltaren or capsaicin cream. Some of you have, very, very successfully used narcotics for your back pain. The only problem with that is they're very, very addictive and it's starting to get harder and harder to use a narcotic. So we've talked about things that we could do. Acupuncture, chiropractic, pain management, doctors who could possibly do injections. Because we really need to get people off the opioids. The opioids work for acute pain, okay? But for long-term management of pain, that's tough, you know? It's not the drug of choice. It's not what we choose to use because of the addictive potential. It could mess with the bowel. It could mess with your liver. Some of you have used medications in the anticonvulsant class. Some of you have used antidepressants like Cymbalta. That seems to help you with some of the pain. I'm a huge fan of biofeedback, a huge fan of the TENS unit, ultrasound, a lot of physical therapy techniques. Massage is great. Acupuncture, and then, of course, chiropractic. I think chiropractors are awesome. I'm married to one, and boy, has he helped me with my back pain, and very quickly. Now, what type of surgeries are out there? Some of you will get a laminectomy or a discectomy, etc. So let's just quickly review those. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A discectomy is a way to remove pressure by removing the disc. Okay, but not so much a whole disc sometimes. They remove a small piece of the lamina, which is kind of the arched bony roof of the spinal canal, and that could then therefore allow more space. Okay, so a discotomy is where they kind of do that, where they open up. Otomy is like an opening type of thing, okay? Like a foramen otomy. That opens up the foramen. Remember we talked about spinal stenosis where you could get some narrowing? When you do an otomy, you can open it up. And it kind of, quote unquote, kind of cleans out the area, opens it up a little bit. And sometimes you could have some small pieces of bones. You could have some little arthritic bits. And that gets cleaned out. There's also intradiscal electrothermity, thermal therapy, nucleoplasty, spinal fusion. The spinal fusion happens. This, a lot of you guys get those, where basically they remove the disc, and then the bones are fused by bone grafts or metal devices. The spinal fusion may cause you to lose some flexibility, and it does recover a longer recovery because you got bone grafts, etc. However, then you don't have the issue of the disc and it possibly re-herniating, etc. The spinal laminectomy or spinal decompression removes the lamina usually of both sides. Remember we talked about we had talked about the little lamina, the arched bony roof of the spinal canal to remove the obstruction below. You can have that done on both sides. That also increases the opening of the spinal canal, relieves pressure, etc. You got rhizotomy. I guess those, you got, you know, the nerve, it affects the nerve root that's kind of, you know, where it enters the spinal cord, they cut it to block the transmission so you don't have the pain. There's even cordotomies, but I hope you guys don't have to go through that. So there's still a variety of things that could be done. Okay, but what could you do to make sure that you don't have a bad back? One of the best things and the smartest things to do is to prevent the back issue. So don't be doing heavy lifting. Make sure you're always doing stretching before you do anything strenuous, and not so much workouts, but when you are, let's say, preparing to, let's say, move. You know, you're ready to move. You're ready to kind of move some boxes, etc. Make sure you're doing good stretches. I want good posture. We talked about good posture. Everybody sit up straight. I know you're not going to hold it for more than a couple seconds, but don't slouch. You need to sit up straight, okay? You need to also make sure you have lumbar support in your truck, in your car, on your chair at work. When you, women, the high-heeled shoes, those aren't the best thing to wear. You gotta wear low heel shoes. You wanna make sure you have as much support everywhere. One of the best ways to sleep, also being reported by the NIH, which we've talked about, is sleeping on your side. One, that kind of prevents some sleep apnea, but two, if you stick a pillow in between your legs, it reduces the curve of your spine. And then of course, good nutrition, good hydration, avoid smoking, make sure you're being screened for osteoporosis. All of those things are extremely important to do. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, so you know, this is interesting. We'll probably have to talk about this over the next couple days. They say there's a new tool that can calculate your heart's age. They've developed this tool to estimate your risk of developing cardiovascular disease later in life. It looks at your genetic risk factors, your lifestyle risk factors, and then it could predict how many more years you can expect to live before you have a heart attack. Now, you know, please take that with a grain of salt, okay? But then on the other hand, it's smart to kind of get a wake-up call, okay? Because it's going to look at your blood pressure. It's going to look at your cholesterol level. It's going to look at other medical conditions, etc. You know, and so, like, for example, let's say you're 35 years old. This has been reported by FinancialExpress.com. You're a 35-year-old smoker. You got kind of high blood pressure. Your top blood pressure number is about 160, all right? Your cholesterol is kind of high. You have a family history of coronary artery disease. Your heart age would be 47, even though you're 35 years old, and they expect you to survive till about 71 years old without having a heart attack or stroke. 10-year heart risk would be less than 2%. If that person had quit smoking and she dropped her cholesterol down and her blood pressure down, her heart age could actually be about 30 years old as opposed to 35. And she could live till she's 85. So it's an interesting calculator. We'll try to get a hold of it and do some calculations. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.